Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, strangers. Been a while, hasn't it?
I know, really. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. Certainly blessed and very thankful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, ours was great, too. Lots of great family time, lots of cooking, way too many calories had by all.
We'll get to work on that.
Yeah, this is that double down week for me. Exercising hard, yeah. Cutting back, and being good. So trying to make up for the damage that I did.
Yes.
But it was worth it.
Absolutely.
It absolutely was worth it. Okay, so where to even pick up? When we left them, because I only worked Monday last week, so I was off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. When we left them, the Democrats were drawing a big target on the backs of anyone rounding up illegal immigrants. And that's what they were up to. By the end of the week, they had succeeded in their goal, that is their goal. Their goal is violence. A National Guard member, tragically, heartbreakingly, was dead. The poor young woman, 20 years old, Lee, volunteered to work. She didn't have a husband and kids to let her colleagues who did have Thanksgiving, and she died for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now Democrats want to pretend they did none of this. Jasmine Crockett, just as an example, called the National Guard deployment in these cities. They do two things. They work on crime, but they also work on rolling up illegal immigrant gangs that have dug in deep into their hidey holes in these sanctuary cities. She called them modern day slave patrols. Then had the unmitigated gall to put up a statement saying how very sorry she was that some member of the modern day slave patrol had been killed, i.e. the National Guard. She got called out by a lot of people on X. Wait, no, you can't have it both ways. You can't put a bead on somebody's back, call them a modern day slaver, and then say, oh, I'm so sorry when you've been killed. But this is how Democrats want to have it. This is what they want to do. And now Kristi Noem, head of our Department of Homeland Security, says that the shooter, an Afghan 03 fighter, we're going to get into who they are today, because there's a lot more to that story. Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, says she believes he was radicalized here.
We believe he was radicalized since he's been here in this country. We do believe it was through connections in his home community and state, and we're going to continue to talk to those who interacted with him, who were his family members, talk to them. So far, we've had some participation, but anyone who has information on this needs to know that we will be coming after you, and we will bring you to justice.
And the sad thing, Lee, is if he was radicalized here, we don't know. Was he radicalized by the Democrats or jihadists, fellow jihadists, or by CNN? Hard to say.
Yeah.
Any of these places, and Vince Langman nails this on X, and I retweeted him because he put it so well. The scariest thing about this terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. is the fact that I honestly don't know if this guy was radicalized by Muslim jihadists in Afghanistan or radical Democrat politicians in America.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a guy who, yes, has a Muslim Afghan background who reportedly said Allahu Akbar when he opened fire. We're told that he did.
That's been widely reported, yes.
Yes, we're told that he did. We'll see as that goes forward. But he's also a, quote, immigrant. And Democrats have been saying, you know, these are modern day slavers. They're coming after immigrants. They're going to deport Americans. So any of those could have pushed his button. When he did this, we don't know yet. It's pretty bad when you don't know if he was radicalized by jihadis or Democrats. But I'll tell you what we're seeing here is something we haven't seen yet in America. It's not a, and it's a fine line. Okay, it's not. We have seen jihadis in the past target American soldiers. That is not new. We've seen that happen. But what we have not seen is a Muslim soldier step up and hit, kill a target designated, pre-designated by the left. And that's one of my greatest fears, that we would begin to have a red-green alliance in this country.
In our nation's capital.
Too. Yes, in our nation's capital, just blocks from the
Don't
White
let
House.
The geography of this miss yeah. you. In the nation's capital. It's not Chicago. It's not Compton. Not New York. In the nation's capital.
And when you look at his background, who he was, how he got here, there's a huge story here. And it's much bigger than, hey, we just really didn't vet him this that well, which we didn't. This is part of a Democrat-run voter drive. And what you have to understand about what has happened here, and this is the only thing you really need to understand about, you know, why these people were moved into our country deliberately without background checks. There is one group of people on earth who votes Democrat at the highest rate clocked, recorded. It used to be black voters. They'd vote about 92% Democrat. But they're down to, depending on the race, 89, 88, 87, depending on if Trump's in it or not. One group of people votes at a higher rate than that for Democrats, and that is Sunni Muslims. Not Shia Muslims. Those are, Shia is the Iranian branch. No, it's Sunni Muslims, 92%. Vote for Democrats. And when you have a country like Afghanistan, which is almost entirely Sunni Muslim, you can literally throw the doors of the plane open, load whoever you want onto it, and maybe potentially get enough votes to flip a swing state. I mean, these, when you look at these swing states, particularly in 2020, I mean, many of them came down to 10,000 votes, 11,000 votes, 20,000 votes. If you can put a homogenous group of people who vote Democrat at a rate that high into a swing state, you may well be able to govern forever. You may well get to a situation where Republicans can't win the presidency anymore. That is the only thing they cared about here. They didn't care about anything else but that voting rate. There is nothing else the Democrats, they don't care. We've got New York Post, Lee, 5,000 Afghan migrants, just the Afghan migrants. 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021, document reveals. These are either people on terror watch lists or they're people with what's called public safety concerns or what they call potentially derogatory information. 6,868 people who came from Afghanistan. More than 5,000 of the Afghans brought to the U.S. after American forces withdrew from the country got flagged for national security issues. None were removed. They were just allowed to stay. So, again, Democrats look at that. They don't look at it like we do, Lee. They don't. We value human life. They value votes. And 5,000 is a big number. That could swing a swing state.
Easily.
Yeah, and that's the only factor. And if there's terror attacks, oh well.
The price they're willing to pay.
Yeah, no, they are.
The price they're willing for us to pay.
To pay, right. And they're looking at this like, this is a big country, 400 million of us probably after they packed all these new voters in, future new voters.
Yeah,
and so, they're just looking at the odds, probably not going to be me who gets hit, gets shot. And not a bad bet statistically, and they let these people in. That's what they do. And that's what we're living with. As the Democrats literally put a target on the backs of the National Guard on the backs of ICE. I really thought it'd be an ICE agent who was killed first, mm-hmm. honestly. I really did. That's coming because the Democrats have so, you know, narrowly targeted them. And then they pretend that Trump caused this after weeks of rhetoric. It's a game with them. It's a game. Just the way, like I said, Jasmine Crockett plays it, calling the National Guard modern-day slave patrols, modern-day slavers, and then putting out condolences to the families once they get shot. You give her a week, she's going to be back at it, putting, you know, a target on somebody else. People are beginning to answer the call. Lee, I got some of that from this weekend, too. Just in random people, so you're never going to see him coming. Including two brothers, one of whom was a vice principal in Virginia, caught planning a mass shooting event against ICE agents. We rolled them up, thankfully, before they were able to do anything. But this is going to be a problem now. I mean, this is a big deal. So we'll see. You know what? You know what question I had when I saw this, when there was a shooting?
What?
This is in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The least American judicial district in the entire country because it's so liberal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we going to be able to get a conviction of this guy for shooting National Guard? Are we going to be able to get an indictment? I mean, we just last month had two people who threatened to kill Donald Trump, were making preparations to kill Donald Trump, and we couldn't get an indictment. They're going to try to re-indict them. Democrats don't see a problem with that. So it's a serious question. When is the first one of these going to happen where we can't get an indictment or a conviction of the shooter because of the Democrat nature of the jury? All of that is coming too. I won't believe it, Lee, till I see it. Till I see that okay, we can still indict a shooter like this for murder in D.C.
Well, sadly, the shooter here survived, so maybe we'll find out.
Yeah. Who is he? What is he doing here? The incredible story of the CIA death squads. Apparently, Lee, they brought their whole death squad crew to America, many of whom were jihadists that they hired to fight other jihadists. And no, they didn't vet them. But they sure wanted them here, so much so they shoved American citizens aside on the evacuation planes to load them up with literally 12,000 members of their death squads. Fox News has the article. It's chilling. We'll get to all of that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
After putting the target on the back of anybody working in one of these sanctuary cities, either to finally roll up Democrat criminals and most especially to roll up illegal immigrant gangsters who are hiding there awaiting the end of the Trump presidency and being protected by Democrats. Democrats have put a target on their backs. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Democrat Congress member from Florida, blamed not this jihadi Democrat shooter. We don't know who he was radicalized by. Was it the Democrats or the jihadis? Instead of blaming him, she doesn't blame him at all on CNN. Instead, she says something incredible. And the left understands what she's saying here. That's who she's talking to. This is incredible. What she's essentially saying here is, this is Trump's fault this beautiful young woman was shot and killed. Trump's, not his fault, not the shooter. Shooter is never mentioned here. It's Trump's fault because he will not withdraw the troops and give up and allow the illegal immigrant gangsters in all these sanctuary cities to do as they please, which includes putting bounties on the heads of federal officers, ICE agents, Border Patrol, and the like. So listen to the subtle message here. It's Trump's fault if ICE agents, National Guard, Border Patrol get killed. It's his fault. Not the shooters, his fault. Because you've made us mad and now we have to kill you. That's where the Democrat Party is. Take a listen. Listen carefully to what she says. This is an incredible statement on CNN.
Would an individual have flown across the country to target law enforcement officers in Washington, D.C.? And I mean, the answer is likely no. So why wasn't the president's first thought, wow, you know, maybe I should reconsider deploying military troops in the nation's capital or in any city, particularly not when they haven't coordinated closely with the leadership of these cities.
So it's not the shooter's fault. It's Trump's fault. And unless he pulls ICE, National Guard, Border Patrol out, Democrats will be forced to kill more of them. Ergo, it's Trump's fault. In other words, it's like that abused housewife. If you didn't make me mad, honey, I wouldn't have to hit you. And the left, have you been on Blue Sky? Did you see this? Oh my gosh, I always go right there after something like this happens just to see the raw left and what they really think. Blaming Trump, praise for the shooter. It's about time somebody, you know, took some initiative. They loved this. They have total bloodlust. When you get in a habit of seeing this, go on Blue Sky after this happens. Just go. You can find some of it on TikTok too. Just go on Blue Sky. Just scroll down. Put in the shooter's name or whatever. DC Guard, National Guard. Just read. You'll see what we're up against. You'll see why in study after study after study, poll after poll after poll, we are now up to well over a third of general Democrat voters, and more than 40% of those under 30 saying, yeah, you know, if I disagree with whoever's in power, I should just be able to hurt them, kill them, shoot them, you know, the usual. These are the same people who tell pollsters, yeah, you know, Trump probably deserves to be assassinated. So does Elon Musk. Remember that poll? Now, listen to this, okay? I just played you Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It sounds crazy what she's saying. No, this is Trump's fault. It's not the jihadi's fault. It's not the shooter's fault. It's his fault. If he would just withdraw from Democrat cities, we wouldn't have to shoot him anymore. We'd have to shoot his people. We'd have to ram him with cars. Listen to the left getting that message. This is who Debbie Wasserman Schultz is talking about. This went viral on TikTok.
I don't want anyone to act surprised that two National Guard members were killed today. When you declare a war on the people that's based on racism and hate, what do you think is going to happen? You think you're the only one that's armed? You think that this is just a one-sided G-side, you know, like they're doing over there? But violence breeds violence. Here we go.
And folks, she's not... This is not an isolated case. That was one of the most popular on TikTok, like raw takes right after this, but total bloodlust. They want more. They want it now. And the media was in on it too. Asking Trump, do you feel like you're to blame? Why? For enforcing federal law? Yeah, you shouldn't enforce federal law. Just let us keep our cartel members. And if they want to, you know, put $50,000 bounties on people's heads in ICE and in the National Guard, everybody else, hey, that's fine. It's what we do. We're Democrats. Here's Trump dealing with a moron reporter who, this is what they're being told. It's Trump's fault. He's going to get these people killed. Leftists are going to get mad if they have to see them in sanctuary cities, and they're going to end up dead. Have you noticed, by the way, there's no condemnation of this whatsoever. There's none. None from the Democrat leadership. There's no, this has to stop. The rhetoric has to, there's none. It's just Trump's to blame.
Why do you blame the Biden administration?
Because they let him in. Are you stupid? Are you a stupid person? Because they came in on a plane along with thousands of other people that shouldn't be here. And you're just asking questions because you're a stupid person. And there's a law passed that it's almost impossible not to get them out. You can't get them out once they come in. And they came in and they were unvetted. They were unchecked. There were many of them. And they came in on big planes, and it was disgraceful. And if you look, you'll see there was a law passed. It makes it almost impossible not to let them in, not to certify them, so to speak, once they come in.
And
they
came in. He's talking about our asylum laws that have desperately caught to be changed. Because they were only ever meant to take in 10 to 12 people a year, not 10 to 12,000 or 10 to 12 million. 10 to 12 people a year. And they were really targeted at Soviet dissidents to try to get them, to give them incentive to escape. So once you got here, you could get a bigger, better, badder welfare palette, you know, plate than even Americans can. And you had to be genuinely politically persecuted by your government, as Soviet dissidents were. And we would give it out like half a dozen to a dozen times a year. That's it. It was never meant to be used this way. But once you're brought here as an asylee, as a refugee, you pretty much get on a straight shot pathway to citizenship that's very hard to interrupt. That's what he's talking about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Out there. File this under things we've never seen before in the United States of America. We see phase two now of the warning to military members. The first warning claimed falsely that Trump was targeting Americans using the military. Americans is the Democrat word for illegal immigrants, okay? They do not differentiate, but they say Americans. Trump is targeting Americans, and they should not follow illegal orders. What orders? They can't say. In fact, for the past week, they've been asked over and over, what illegal orders? What Americans? Where are these Americans? How many are there? Who was targeted? Nobody knows. So what are Democrats really saying here? Don't, to members of the military, so that would include National Guard, do not target our illegal immigrant future voters or else. Well, phase two after that video, which we were talking about on the day I left, Monday was the last day I was on the air last week. Phase two rolled out soon after that. Liberal nonprofits putting up, did you see this, billboards? Putting up billboards near army bases to warn them not to follow illegal orders. Okay, seems pretty easy. I get an illegal order, I won't follow it. So that's phase two. Putting up the billboards where these poor service members can see them. The threat from the Democrats, don't follow illegal orders, refuse to follow illegal orders, but nobody's really worried. I mean, I haven't gotten an illegal order this week, they're saying. So, you know, what does this mean? Now we're on to phase three of the messaging. And we find out what the punchline is. The punchline is Democrats decide what are illegal orders. And if you follow them when Trump or Pete Hegseth gives them, when we come back to power, we will destroy your life. Well, if you're a service member, you're just trying to do the right thing, or you just don't want to be persecuted and prosecuted by the Democrats. We've seen them do mass prosecutions, thousands of people. How can you avoid being persecuted later by the Democrats? Well, there is only one way. You just don't follow Trump's orders. If Trump gives you the order, then you don't follow it. That's where we are. We actually had, folks, a sitting member. I can't believe this. A sitting member of Congress threaten Pete Hegseth and members of the military, don't follow Trump's orders or when we're back in power, we're coming for you. We have never seen this before. Leave our illegal immigrant jihadi friends alone. Leave our illegal immigrant cartel friends alone, or else. But wait a minute. Getting them out, whether on Border Patrol, ICE, or on the military, is not illegal. That doesn't matter. That's what they're saying. It doesn't matter. Democrat Representative Alexander Vindman tweeted that. I'm sorry, Eugene Vindman. He's the brother of Alexander. Let there be no doubt, you will be held accountable along with those that executed your illegal order. He's writing to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. So if you're paying attention to this, folks, what they're doing is going from don't follow illegal orders to we will decide which orders are illegal when we're back in charge. So you better just not follow any of Trump's orders or else you might be prosecuted. This is so they're literally putting up billboards around, and I've got a tweet of that on my X feed if you want to see it, around military bases. So this is another fun barrier broken by the new norms crowd. No, we're Democrats. You only listen to us. You only listen to us when we're in office and also when we're out of office. It was Stephen Miller, by the way. If you've been paying attention to this, what they are doing is going from don't follow illegal orders to we will decide which orders are illegal when we're back in charge. So you better just not follow any of Trump's orders. Folks, they're trying to save their cartel rat lines inside this country. They're trying to save their Tren de Aragua, kitty and human trafficking rat lines. And they're really trying to save Maduro. I've never seen anything like this. This is nuts. Meanwhile, we have Senator Alyssa Slotkin, who is CIA, former CIA, admitting it, well, unable to stipulate that Trump actually broke any laws.
It does imply that the president is having illegal orders, which you have not seen.
I think for us, it was just a statement widely, right? We say very quickly and very to all the folks who come to us, this is the process. Go to your JAG officer, ask them for explanation, for top cover, for their view on things. We do that on a case-by-case basis, but we wanted to speak directly to the volumes of people who had come to us on that.
Yeah, so she's admitting here, we don't have any illegal orders, okay? So that's the first step. Step two is we will determine which orders were illegal when we're back in power. Best not follow any. You know what's incredible, too? Do you realize Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat, said that the troops would soon be opening fire on Americans in these cities days before the National Guard killing in D.C.? Did you hear this? Listen to this.
These videos coming out of places like Chicago, it makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Yeah, nobody is threatening American citizens. Nobody is doing anything illegal to America. That is fake. But did you hear the first part? Oh, yeah, troops, they're soon going to start shooting people. Yeah, it's just very good. A few days later, those troops got shot in D.C. She apologized? Nah. No, she didn't. It was the outcome they wanted. They're trying to resurrect the George Floyd riots and the more than three dozen dead in those riots. It's hard to see, but they're having problems because it's hard to get people to riot on behalf of illegal immigrants. It is. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Tara, you won't read this, but where are the peaceful Afghans denouncing the murder of the young soldier? Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Trump must issue a blanket pardon to all, this is what it's gonna come to all members of the National Guard and active duty military for any and all orders he has or may issue. Yeah. Just to be able to function as the commander in chief with the Democrats trying to save Maduro, but also trying to save Maduro's rat lines inside the country. I never thought I would see the Democrats in such open partnership with our enemy. It really is. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, folks, we see evidence of how they're running these rat lines into the country. Yesterday, did you catch this? Because we've never seen this before either. Minnesota Department of Human Services employees. So this is a blue state, okay? 450 of them signed this, accusing Governor Tim Walz of ignoring warnings about massive fraud and retaliating about whistleblowers. Why? Because Somali charities had stolen what looks like it's going to end up being $2 billion over a number of years. Some of it through a COVID-era scheme, the rest of it through Medicaid fraud, where they're just outright taking the money. In fact, what they were doing, they showed a massive autism rate. They would get these autism Medicaid grants, and they'd go sign a bunch of families up. So the families would get paid for going along with it, $500 to $1,400 a month. Just, you know, hey, yeah, my kid's got autism, even though they don't. And they were just running money through there. They needed families to look like they, you know, needed help. They were sending money to Al-Shabaab, the terror group, and then just generally defrauding the federal government. Why would Tim Walz do this? So much so that in a liberal state, his own liberal bureaucracy, 450 people like, nah, we tried to stop it. He wouldn't let us. Why would you do that? Because every one of those Somali families that is being supported is a Somali family that will not get back on a plane. Because there's not enough jobs for them. And they've got to find a way to keep the 12 million here. What does this tell you? Democrats know about this fraud. By the way, that's Fox News is my source there. Democrats know all about this fraud. It's massive. They have hidden a 12 million strong nation on our rolls. And they know that to keep them here, they've got to keep food in their mouths, clothes on their backs, and roofs over their head. Folks, do you remember? That's in Minnesota, right? The same thing's going on in other states. Listen, remember this from a few weeks ago from Elon Musk? He's on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's describing the same kind of fraud, but in California.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe take care of them in that regard. But what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
And he says what they do is hand them debit cards of $10,000 on them.
The same people who are demanding that you have that you have a vaccine passport are the same ones saying you need no ID to vote. Same people.
Right, but like,
so it's obviously hypocritical and inconsistent.
So you really think it's just to get more voters?
If you want to understand behavior, you have to look at the incentives. Once
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.